Hi, my name is Ben Witkowski, and welcome to the Universal Language of Music podcast. Today's episode is the audiobook version of Episode 10, Review. Episode 10, Review. Over the past 9 chapters, we have gone on a 32,000-word journey exploring the brilliance of music. This journey has taken us back in time, across all areas of the world, deep into the human brain, to live arenas, to recording studios, and inside the mind of a songwriter. We have explored our own personal relationships with music, as well as the relationships that music ignites between our peers, family, friends, and strangers alike. We have determined how music has become this all-encompassing global force. We have learnt that music truly is a universal language. However, this series has only just begun. In Chapter 6, Is Music Really a Language? I came to the conclusion that the phrase, music is a universal language, is perhaps missing a couple of words at its end. Perhaps it is more accurate to state that music is the universal language of culture. It is wrong to compare music to a language from a linguistic and communicative point of view. Music needs language in the same way language needs music. There is a relationship between two that forms both a literal and powerful tool of communication. The real understanding of music's universality comes from the world of culture. In chapters 2, 3, and 4, I explored the history and development of music across societies around the world, including Indigenous Australia, Mesopotamia, Egypt, Greece, China, the Roman Empire, and Western Europe. This research spanned a time frame of around 65,000 years, which taught me one important lesson. Music has affected every single human being that has ever lived. This puts music in a unique position of critical importance to the expression of humankind. A famous concept on humankind's needs comes from American psychologist Abraham Maslow. The now famous Maslow's hierarchy of needs indicates 5 categories of importance into humans' survival, visualized in a pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid is physiological needs: food, water, and shelter. These are the basic necessities to ensure our survival. Then the pyramid grows. The second stack of the pyramid is safety, security, ability to defend. The final 3 stacks are where music come into play. In ascending order, they are love or belonging, esteem, and self-actualization. The concepts of love and belonging are particularly relevant to music's place in the universality it has in culture. The very first examples of belonging that we saw in societies was in Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, where music was used for religious practices, bringing together the gods and the common people. In Western Europe, we saw that music continued to be of paramount importance in the non-secular realm of belonging. Music, particularly in the form of chanting, unified a collective idea of religiosity and spiritual cohesion. In the case of love, the troubadours of medieval Europe introduced stories from the heart in music form to kingdoms all across the continent. The original troubadours or travelling musicians came from the Middle East, where love had already been established as a topic for music for some time. In Maslow's final 2 elements of the period, esteem and self-actualization, music is not just associated, but integral to both elements. In chapters 8 and 9, I explored the power of songwriting and live music and the effects they have on all types of people, however musically inclined or otherwise that they are. Music can assist one's path on self-identity, making them more respectable, confident, fulfilled, and determined. This development of self-identity understanding allows the individual to truly harness their potential and become the best version of themselves. So, tying all of this together is this magical principle that is part of all of us: culture. It's hard to define culture, as I believe it is more than the beliefs, values, and principles of a social group. There is an individuality to culture as well. It is not just necessarily one set of values or principles that everyone abides by to form an identity. Individuals have their own powers, their own unique flares, their own skill sets and passions that identify them in the umbrella of an overarching presence and sense of belonging. In my eyes, the biggest demonstration of this individual spice to the collective cultural meal is in the form of music. Music is an all-encompassing practice of culture. However, individuals within said culture have different reactions and different connections to the music within it. It is this relationship between music and culture that will be the path of this endeavor in the future. For years, I have been fascinated with the various cultures around the world. I have watched countless documentaries where people have traveled to crazy and magical places around the world to meet the cultures that call them home. I saw numerous famous chefs visit countries and learn about their culture through how these cultures use food, their native ingredients, their unique preparation practices, their ritualistic ceremonies around meals. But a question sparked in my mind. Has this ever been done with music? Surely with what we know about music's immovable connection to culture, that this is thus something worth exploring and documenting. That is what I'm here to do. As this series continues, I will be taking you on a virtual, and then hopefully one day, a real, trip around the world, exploring a myriad of magnificent cultures and learning how they all use music to express, to teach, and to share their identity. I will explore genres in music that allow people to experience the development of their self-identity, and I will learn and understand both the secular and non-secular music that connects people to a larger group of social and behavioural values. These trips will include interviews with traditional custodians, musicologists, professors and teachers, artists, and the wider community in general. It will be a brilliant celebration on everything life and everything music. It will be a brilliant celebration of music, the universal language of culture. And I can't wait to have you with me for the journey.